As it tightens, however, let's put a pause on that conversation and we'll get back to it. But one thing that has been quite significant and quite important has been growth. And I'm going to just run on to the next conversation here. And it's about inclusive growth, particularly for developed nations. And of course, the Southern Africa Towards Inclusive Economic Development research has been quite significant and has put out measures to grow South Africa's economy. And let's chat to Carol Newman from Trinity College in Dublin and from the Southern Africa Towards Inclusive Economic Development Program as well. Joining us on the line. Carol, we appreciate your time this morning. Very quickly, some sentiments, some thoughts, some of the ways in which South Africa needs to look at this growth issue just a little bit better.
Yes, I think what's really crucial at this point in time in South Africa is to provide a solid evidence base for policies moving forward. And in the SA Pride program, that's what we're attempting to do. So we have a very a comprehensive research program where we plan on producing over 150 different studies on these types of issues. And I think what we really need to do is drill down to the micro level to try and understand what is working, what is not working, where the constraints are, and where the opportunities are. And that's where our research is trying to take us.
One of the things that we perhaps need to look at, you know, quite a lot, of course, has been unemployment, but there's inequality, there's poverty. How do you entrench all of those? Can they be solved with one solution? How do we then look at it? And, you know, one of the examples you've used before is, of course, the case of Ireland. How do we take on a similar situation and get better from it?
Well, I think what we have to do is there's no one solution to these problems. You have to look at the economy as a whole, and you have to focus a bit on the vulnerable groups. Our discussion, we had a very interesting dialogue yesterday with the public, where education came out as a key theme, where themes came out about how to create jobs, how to encourage entrepreneurship, and that has to happen at the micro level, where you're really drilling into seeing why micro enterprises, for example, can't grow. Why there's a skills shortage when there is a lot of training initiatives actually happening. Why is that skills shortage still there? So we need to drill down to that micro level, but at the same time, understanding the larger opportunities for larger firms, for foreign direct investment, and for export growth. So it really has to be a whole economy approach, and we really have to investigate into all of the different dimensions that are going on.
Do you think South Africa is making the right noises, though? We held quite a number of summits last week. One might feel that it's just talk shops. But at the same time, if you don't start talking about the problem and finding the right solutions for it, you won't get to the point where you can implement them. So are we making at least the right noises?
I think we're heading in the right direction. I mean, I'm very impressed by the level of engagement. I mean, part of SA Pride is this partnership and this co-creation of knowledge with local institutions, with local researchers. And that level of engagement is really, really impressive. And there's a unique opportunity here in South Africa, given the quality of the data that are available, the quality of the research that's being conducted, that I really think it's heading in the right direction. And that willingness to engage in research and to really try to provide that very solid evidence base, I think is very impressive. So in my mind, it's a very there's a lot of opportunities there.
At least some positivity from someone. Thank you so much, Carol, for that. Carol Newman from Trinity College in Dublin and the Southern Africa Towards Inclusive Economic Development Program as well, joining us on the line. Appreciate your time this morning. It's 7:20. Let's get to your traffic.